Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales Season 5
Strange News Edition. This is where we crack open a beer and share some strange news from around the world, possibly even a strange tale from our audience. So grab a beer and dive into the strange with us. Welcome back to Ales and Strange Tales Season 5 Episode 2. And as with before, we are doing strange newses. Exclusively.
Strange news is.
However, my cousin did send me some interesting stories about a possible skinwalker behind his home.
No way.
And that's what he says.
Is it the cousin with the other story?
Yeah, in Millington. I'm going to have to have him elaborate because it's a couple paragraphs only.
Skinwalker in Illinois, eh?
He said the son had all the traits of a skinwalker from what he heard. But I won't get into details. In this case, we can get a good story out of it.
Yeah, need to hear more of that.
Beer-wise, I had the same thing as last week because I suck, and these suck.
All
and
that pumpkin bullshit.
I haven't been drinking them, and I'm not going to just waste $12, so I'm drinking them now. What do you got? It looks interesting.
Yeah, this is a brand new one I've never had. From Half Acre, Deep Moat.
Oh, look at that. That
pretty looks cool. Like you see a little alligator on the in the moat. It says Hazy Double in a little swirly.
Yeah, is there a campfire on there too? What the hell is it? Or on the
other
side?
A rock. It looks like a rock. I don't know. I think it's a rock.
It looks like two cowboys standing by a fire on the other side. Am I wrong about that?
No, I don't know.
Right here? What the fuck is it?
Oh, here?
Yeah.
No, it's just a fucking, like a tree.
It's another rock?
It looks like a rock to me.
It's probably rocks. If it's a swamp, it's probably rocks.
It's definitely no
cowboys.
Who's
having bonfires on a swamp? I don't know what the hell I'm seeing.
Exactly.
Shit.
I don't know what the fuck you're seeing.
Some wild-looking rocks, though.
This is a good, tasty beer. Hazy Double IPA, 7.8.
Ooh,
yeah, out of Chicago, of course. One of my favorite brands of beer, Half Acre.
Half Acre's pretty good.
They got a lot of good beer.
Our bar makes half-day beers.
Half-day.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
The Tap House makes
Tap House.
Half day.
A little promotion for you guys. Yeah. So a couple of free drinks wouldn't hurt.
So, yeah. Dude, I was going to tell you about... I totally forgot about this. If you want strange... Speaking of strange...
Yeah, that's what we're all about here.
No, I can't even fucking... Okay, you know what? Now I can't even fucking think of the show name.
Fuck. So, obviously, Dan has nothing for us.
Cut this out. Because I can't think of the show name. Cut it out.
I'm leaving it in. Fuck you.
All right, no.
Nah, I mean, fucking.
I'm not even looking up. Just cut this out.
We're looking to cut it out.
I was going to tell you about a show, but next time. It just blows my mind.
Well, that beer looks very interesting, Dan. I have 5 strange newses I can touch on. We'll see how much time we got.
5 is a lot. I don't know if you need 5, but.
Usually, I don't go through them, and they're pretty much a paragraph, so I might need 5.
Yeah, the last episode was like. Yeah.
Last episode, the last 4 seasons I've been dropping the ball on my strange news.
You know, yeah, you don't pre-read, but
that will change after this episode.
Pre-read.
And Dan said, "What you got? Like 6 just
well, I got 6
on the
ready.
Roster just in case we need it.
I got 6 ready."
Well, let's jump right into it unless there's anything we should tell the audience. Is there anything they need to know?
No.
Here we go.
Well, you know what time it is.
Strange news, strange news. All right, this is a wild one. This comes from themessenger.com. This is probably the craziest thing I'm ever going to read on here.
Oh, yeah.
Ukrainian councilman pulls pin on 3 grenades, drops him on colleagues when he's ignored at meeting.
What the fuck? Really?
Dozens were wounded in the ensuing blast, which was caught on horrifying video.
That's fucking insane.
Disturbing video footage being shared online captures the horrifying moment a Ukrainian politician tossed 3 hand grenades at colleagues, during a meeting on Friday. As many as 26 people were wounded by the grenades, according to the Agence France-Presse news agency, citing police. Unverified reports suggest 1 person was killed.
I was surprised that you didn't say nobody was killed.
Yeah, wow. The incident happened during a heated discussion in the village of Kuretsky.
Kretzky.
The video shows the counselor, identified by local outlets as 53-year-old Council Deputy Cherie Batrin, dressed in black, trying to get the council's attention. He even shows him the grenades he's carrying in each of his hands, as you can see in that picture there. Being ignored, he shrugs and then proceeds to pop the pins on three grenades, dropping them to the floor.
Jesus.
One of the pulled pins appears to hit a member of the meeting's audience in the eye.
What the?
That's the least of your worries, yeah. Bro. But the grenades go off and chaos ensues. The screams of the wounded can be heard as the footage cuts out. Six of the wounded are in critical condition. Many Ukrainians have access to weaponry because of the ongoing war with Russia.
Obviously.
Batrin, the guy that did this, a member of the Servant of the People Party, was reportedly revived at the scene by first responders. It's a short one, but a wild one indeed.
What, like, maybe we should stop sending money over there just because of those crazy fucks?
Did we buy those grenades for this fucking psycho?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I've wanted to do this at work a few times. I obviously didn't do
we
that.
We all want to blow up some shit.
I have a hammer I'll use first, but that's wild.
That's funny. He just shrugs.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck it.
You guys ain't listening? We're all dead.
Cuckoosh.
You know, I've talked to women that wanted to do something like this before when they're not listening, but it's called willpower to not kill your fellow man or woman.
What the fuck?
Don't be blowing people up because you're not being heard. Speak louder.
It's fucking crazy.
What do you got, Dan? Anything that's going to top that? We should have waited for the last
one. Yeah, that should have been. That's going to be hard to top that one. This one's like in outer space.
Okay, that's cool. That's more our style here.
You know the good old James Webb Space Telescope.
All too well.
The thing is going to look at, they could look at the beginning of fucking time from
what
I hear.
That's what we're hoping for, yeah.
I don't think I shared this last season, but cosmic, this is off a New York Post, a cosmic question mark discovered in deep space by the James Webb Telescope. This was... Yeah, it was August, so it's been out for a while, but it's so crazy. It literally is a question mark. You see it? I might post this. I'll try to remember.
I think we did cover
this,
but I remember seeing that.
I know I showed you this, but I don't know if I ever shared it before.
Well, the one listener will yell at us if we have.
Yeah,
we'll
I hope
find
so.
Out.
So... The James Webb Space Telescope has discovered a giant cosmic question mark in space that has baffled scientists. The team operating the telescope at the European Space Agency, they released an image on that Wednesday that offered the most detailed look yet at two actively forming young stars located some 1,470 light years from Earth in the Vela constellation. The two dazzling stars named Herbig Haro 46 and 47 were seen surrounded by a disk of material that quote unquote feeds them as they grow for millions of years.
Wow.
And when you think about it, you know, you get this, these images aren't even happening right now. This is 1,400 light years ago, like when you see images from space,
it's like millions of years ago.
Yeah,
right?
It's not even like, who knows what's happening out there right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be the same if you're out there now. Yeah.
But just below them, in the background of the stunning deep space image, was an object that resembled a huge red question mark suspended in the night sky. It's unclear what the strange object may be, but they have theories.
Let's hear them.
It is probably a distant galaxy or potentially interacting galaxies. Their interactions may have caused a distorted question mark shape. Reps of the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, which manages the telescope science operations, told Space.com. The reps said the object's red color indicated that whatever the object is, it is likely quite distant. It may even be the first time the object has been observed by humans. It is crazy. It's like, it's a question mark. Even with the dot on the bottom, Like, I'm looking at it now. It's like,
so this question mark just got into view recently. Yeah. From thousands to millions of years ago.
1,400 light years.
I have no idea what years that would be.
That's a long
time. Like, in, like, time years.
Yeah, but that's a long time. The James Webb Telescope has incredible capabilities that can show objects at astonishing distances. Its high-resolution near-infrared imaging allows it to peer into the far reaches of the universe, spotting galaxies as distant as 13.4 million light-years away that existed just 420 million years after the Big Bang.
Wow.
This may be the first time we've seen this particular object, a rep said. But yeah, I should. That's pretty much it. I should post the photo of it because it is fucking...
Yeah, it is a question mark. You should post a photo of it.
It's fucking mind-blowing, man.
Yeah, like, that's exactly a question mark.
Is that like God saying, hey, what?
Yeah. It looks exactly like the Riddler color, too.
It does. Like, what the fuck, man?
That's wild.
It's crazy.
Well, we're going to clear the palate with a little bit of lowbrow news here.
Lowbrow.
Back to me.
Lowbrow, lowbrow.
Very lowbrow. Well, this coincides with the other explosion that we just talked about. This comes from thestraighttimes.com.
The Straight Times.
Japanese man causes explosion while spraying insecticide to kill a cockroach.
So, is it inside his house, I imagine?
We're going to find out. A man caused an explosion at his home. Yes, it is indeed. In the southern Japan city of...
Good luck.
Kokumatoto, after spraying a large amount of insecticide to kill a cockroach. The incident occurred around midnight on December 10th, according to a report in the Mainichi Shimbun. A balcony window broke as a result. That's not too bad. The man suffered some minor injuries, the media outlet added. Investigations revealed burn marks near a katatsu heating table, which is a low table with a special futon placed over it. What? A futon? Don't you sit on those?
Well, I think that's it's different out there.
I guess so. An electric heater is usually attached underneath. Japan's National Consumer Affairs Center has received several reports of such explosions. Mainichi reported without specifying a time frame. They are believed to be ignited by sprayed insecticides coming into contact with electrical outlets or other sources.
Just don't do that. Just stop the fucking thing.
You're not supposed to be spraying pesticides and shit in your house anyway, right?
Especially flammable ones.
Yeah, when you have a heating element on.
Exactly. And they do make safe ones, but they're still probably...
You think they make safe ones till 20 years from now, you're coughing up lungs and dying from cancer.
It's true. They say they're safe.
Spraying pesticides at electrical outlets can cause damage and injury to people, according to several pest removal companies. Many sprays contain flammable ingredients, including alcohol. We knew that. This guy obviously
didn't read the label.
He didn't read shit. They also contain propellants such as... propane and butane, which help push the liquid insecticide out of the can and into the air, according to a report by online magazine Slate. If a room contains the right mixture of these propellant gases and oxygen, an explosion might occur. In 2016, three people were injured in a blast at a New Jersey home after fumes from a bug spray built up and ignited.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, they're dumb here too. Well, it's New Jersey, so. An occupant had sprayed insecticide in the roach-infested apartment and opened a window afterwards, NBC New York reported. I'd open up prior to spraying.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Or just don't spray.
There you go.
Get traps or something. I don't know.
Do they have traps? I'm sure they have some glue traps for cockroaches.
Yeah, they have.
But even if they get stuck in the glue trap and they rip their head off, I think they last a couple of days afterwards.
Or you fumigate or keep your house clean.
Yeah. Stop leaving toaster strudels all over the fucking ground. Anyway, they just keep telling us how to keep our house safe. You guys get it. Don't blow your house up, basically. Yeah. From strange tales to you, don't blow your house up.
Don't blow it. But if you do, send us a story.
Yeah, let us know. I'll report all of them.
All right. I got one from W Top News.
Woo!
I don't know where they're from, but an 87-year-old woman fought off an intruder, then fed him after he told her he was awfully hungry.
What?
Yeah. An 87-year-old Maine woman.
That explains it.
Ably fought off a teenage attacker.
She fought him off?
Yeah, apparently. Then fed him because he was awfully hungry. Marjorie Perkins said she awoke at 2 a.m. on July 26th and saw the young man standing over her bed. How creepy would that be?
Very.
He had shed his shirt and pants and told her he was going to cut her. He took off his shirt and pants and said they're going to cut her.
Something to do with something a little different than cut her.
I think he's doing more than that.
Fucking pervo.
She put on her shoes. Somehow had time to put on her shoes and fought back, putting a chair between them as two jostled in her Brunswick home. The intruder struck her on the cheek and forehead before switching tactics and headed for the kitchen.
What the fuck? So he hit an 80-year-old woman and it didn't take her out?
In his mind, he's like, oh, I'm hungry.
Well, he's grabbing a knife to fight her off.
I guess. He told Perkins that he was awfully hungry, she said.
Oh, my God.
So she gave him a box of peanut butter. A box of peanut butter?
This whole story's pissing me off.
A box of peanut butter and honey crackers.
Oh, okay, that explains it.
Two protein drinks and two tangerines.
Dude, that's all I have in my house right now. I'm not giving that away.
Perkins dialed 911 on her rotary phone.
Wow.
How did they get it even work? What the fuck? And was talking to a dispatcher while the intruder collected his pants and left. He left behind a knife, shirt, shoes, and water bottle containing alcohol, she said.
Oh, my God.
Perkins, who has become a bit of an international celebrity since the attack, said she still feels safe in her home where she resided for 42 years, but worries about rampant crime.
Well, if those are the people breaking into my house, I'd feel pretty safe, too, if you can't take on an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah, you're a fucking pussy.
And he gets prizes for it, the stupid asshole.
Yeah, and Al Morgan, hey, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm going to break in again.
She said it seems to have gotten worse over the past few years and that criminals don't fear going to jail. I think our law has just folded up, she said. People aren't afraid of anything anymore. They feel they can do as they please. Police said in a news release that they quickly tracked down the teenager and charged him with burglary, criminal threatening, assault, and consuming liquor as a minor. He's just a fucking kid. Authorities did not release his identity because of his age. They said the teen was staying a few... God, I can't read for shit today. A few blocks away from the victim. I've had a few already, so that's probably...
So have I. Well, he's a teenager. Basically, if you can't fight an 80-year-old, don't be breaking into houses. All right, asswipe.
And just don't fight 80-year-olds.
Yeah.
Man up, bro.
And just rob the place. Why are you sitting over her bed naked?
Yeah.
Just take your shit and get out. She wasn't going to wake up. She's 80.
Or fucking ask her for food.
Yeah. How did she hear what I gave it to you?
If you're hungry, bro.
That dude sucks. All right, hopefully this isn't about my brother, but this is about a couple of assholes. Because listen to this. This comes from local12news.com. Kentucky family doesn't notice baby owl nesting in their Christmas tree for 4 days.
4 days?
Damn. This is from Lexington, Kentucky.
It is, okay.
Right, remember where it was? A Kentucky family was in for a cute surprise after they discovered that a baby owl had been living in their Christmas tree for 4 days before being found. I thought it was a bigger owl. Because obviously
well,
I agree
it's a baby.
Fucking story. Yeah, if it's a baby, it ain't going to be the biggest owl. No. Owls scare me anyway. Mainly because of that movie, The Fourth Kind.
The Fourth Kind.
Well, that owl, like, in the beginnings, is turning his head. Freaks me out more than the whole movie itself.
Oh, yeah.
Almost. Christmas tree shopping is a tradition that spans decades for the White family. Quote, every year we love it, quote, said Michelle White. Thanks for that quote, Michelle. According to WDKY, quote, we pick it out as a family, quote. Thank you again, Michelle. These quotes are killing it. But this year they got a gift that Santa does not usually deliver. Quote, I was shocked, I was stunned, quote. White
Jesus, quote.
Hidden just on a site on their Christmas tree was a baby owl. Due to the look of the bird, it was able to hide out for 4 days before being discovered by the family. Don't they shake the trees out? Did they just cut this down from their neighbor's yard?
There's so many stories with people cutting down trees and, oh my God, there's a squirrel or something.
Yeah, but every time we cut down a tree when I was younger, they'd shake the needles out, and if there was a baby owl in there, it would have fell out, it would have died or something.
Fucking something, man. Look.
And then it says, how this could have happened, the family isn't sure. Quote, I have three dogs, said White. Quote, we use this room nonstop. We watch TV here. The kitchen's right over there. And there it was no indication, end quote. So obviously, I'll be nice, say they're just not very observant.
Not at all.
God, I want to fucking make fun of her. It took someone not even in the family to finally notice the bird. Bobby Hayes was cleaning the carpets for the family while they were away. Quote, the owl was literally sitting on a lower limb here, said Hayes, end quote. Hayes is the owner of Magic Carpet Cleaning. He said it wasn't until he started to use his equipment that he noticed something was different about the tree. Quote, it crawled up into the tree further, said Hayes. It took me several minutes to even find it, end quote. He grabbed the bird just before it could escape and sent a photo to the White family, according to WDKY. Quote, I thought he'd put a stuffed animal or an ornament in it, so I called him immediately, like, you're kidding me, right? Said White. White said that she's specifically going to tell Santa to put Hayes on the nice list this year.
Yeah.
Because if she found the owl instead, well, she'd be hooting and hollering. Quote, I would have left the house. The owl could have stayed without me. I wasn't coming home. Quote, and White said.
Jeez.
Carefully and without hurting the bird, Hayes released him into the family's backyard. Quote.
And now it's dead.
Everyone's going to be able to have a Merry Christmas now, end quote.
I was thinking, like, did they put ornaments on the thing?
Well, after this unique adventure, White said she's inspired to stitch an owl ornament for her tree.
There you go.
No quotes on that one. All right, you go.
So we'll cleanse that with a crazy Florida man story.
There we go.
We all love crazy Florida man
stories. Yeah, we do.
This is out of NBC 6 South Florida.
I like your news voice there.
Drunk man.
Yeah.
Molested manatee statue.
What statue? Okay, yeah, yeah, again.
Not a real manatee.
I'm okay with the statue. Yeah.
Threw gator nuggets in Florida restaurant. Anthony Michael Lessa, 23, was arrested Friday night. This is a recent one.
This was yesterday, huh?
The 13th.
That was 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Wait, the 13th wasn't Friday?
Published the 13th.
I gotcha.
Friday night on a charge of disorderly intoxication, according to an arrest report from Pinellas County. He's a tourist. So either way, it's still a crazy Florida man story.
Yeah, he went to Florida to do it, so he's part of it.
Was arrested in Florida after he, quote unquote, molested a manatee statue, then tossed gator nuggets throughout a restaurant before he went on an expletive-filled tirade.
Can I interject?
Yes.
Are gator nuggets the ones that I had in Tennessee and they're deep-fried, dehydrated garlic pieces?
I don't know if they're garlic, but they are deep fried usually.
Well, the ones I had were gator nuggets, and they were dehydrated garlic.
Tennessee?
At a beef jerky shop.
That ain't right. Well, okay. I'm like, Tennessee.
It was garlic, though.
I've had gator nuggets in Florida. They're pretty good.
Was it puffy, like corn pops, but it was garlic?
Maybe.
Anyway.
Anthony Michael Lessa, 23, was arrested Friday night on a charge of, we already said that. Officials said the incident began when deputies received a call from Rick's Reef Bar on St. Pete Beach.
I've been to St. Pete. It's awesome. St. Pete is awesome. Is that where you guys normally go?
Yeah.
That area?
We've been there a few times.
Very nice.
The beaches are amazing. But I can't think of Rick's Reef Bar for some reason. But anyway.
Anyway.
About an intoxicated person causing a disturbance. Lessa, of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Reportedly became upset when he was told he... He became upset when he was told he'd already paid his bill and he was asked to leave the restaurant.
I've had that happen, but I was not upset about already paying.
Yeah, what are you fucking
mad about?
I was
upset about being told to leave,
yeah.
But I was happy I paid.
Just get the fuck out. Once he was outside the restaurant, he quote-unquote molested a plastic manatee that was in the restaurant's parking lot and was again asked to leave. I don't know if it doesn't say he was naked or anything, but
he had his dick there or something.
Lester became physically aggressive with the employee who asked him to leave and started throwing gator nuggets in the restaurant's dining area before fleeing the scene.
I want to do that so bad.
Gator nuggets.
Yeah, boy.
A short time later, Lisa was reportedly yelling obscenities at employees at the nearby Postcard Inn. Postcard Inn. Probably a shitty hotel. Motel.
Yeah, postcard. That's lame-o.
He was asked to leave but refused, prompting a call to the sheriff's office. Lesso was taken into custody, and while deputies were patting him down, they discovered he pocketed some nuggets for the road.
I would too. I like this guy now.
I thought they were going to say meth or something, but
they're good nugs, man.
What is that? Question mark. Oh, that was the crap you had that you were throwing in the other restaurant, a deputy says to Lesso. What the fuck? Nuggets, yeah, gator nuggets. Shark bites, Lesser responds. I thought it was like cork, the deputy said to another deputy. I was like, why does he have cork in his pocket?
So it might be the dehydrated garlic.
Yeah, it might be. That maybe it looked weird.
Yeah.
Lesser was booked into jail and later released.
That's a good one.
That's all I think I'm going to share for today.
All right, I was going to end it here, but this is a public health thing I got to address here. It's a news article.
Okay.
So, this is the last one of the night, and just in case you guys bought this, you should know. This comes from BBC.com.
BBC.
The triple B. Tesco recalls Christmas stuffing mix because it may contain moths.
Moths.
What's that all about? The batch of Tesco Finest apple and cranberry stuffing mix may be unfit for human consumption, even though a lot of news outlets are trying to get me to eat bugs anyway, so what's the problem with moths?
I think you can eat a moth, but...
Yeah, don't. You can, but don't.
It would.
The retailer warned via the Food Standards Agency. Customers can return their 130-gram packets. We don't do grams here. Okay. Without a receipt for a full fund, said Tesco, which apologized for the inconvenience. The stuffing batch has a best before date of September 2024. Quote, we are recalling a single batch of Tesco Finest apple and cranberry stuffing mix due to the possible presence of moths, which makes the product unfit for human consumption, end quote, Tesco said in the recall notice. Tesco advised people who need further information to contact customer services. What more information you need? Don't eat it.
And how the fuck they get moths in there?
I would like to hear that part, but they're not addressing that. Oh, here, no, they do.
Okay.
Jumping the gun. It is understood the moths may have got into the stuffing mix through one of the raw ingredients.
Eggs.
I'm
just saying there's probably moth eggs or something in it.
Oh, yeah. The particular batch was affected and has been pulled from sale, but later batches of the mix are still available in-store and online. I probably would wait a couple of fucking months before I got that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Never mind. Anyway, I'm going to read it. Cranberries, which are now seen as a traditional element of a British Christmas dinner, seem to be an import from the U.S. where the berries grow in bogs on the East Coast. And, okay, it is. And have been long been a popular accompaniment to Thanksgiving. Okay, never mind. I thought it was going to be... No explanation. This Tesco, it sounds like a gas company. I'm not getting their fucking
Tesco
stuff
is,
in there.
Yeah.
I think it's Texaco
is
some
the
shit,
gas.
But
yeah.
It's very similar. Fuck you, Tesco. We're not eating your moth bullshit.
Moth, cranberry, whatever, fuck.
And this guy thinks he's funny in the comment section, just like my mother used to make.
Oh!
I'm going to block him because that just bothered
just
me.
Just like my mother used to make.
Actually, I can't block him. I think he's one of the main guys that posts on my Weird News article giver, which is called Weird News.
Which is called Weird News.
Don't subscribe to it because then you already know all of our cool stories.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I think that's it, eh?
That's, other than Dan fucking up for like 3 minutes, we're about 30 minutes in. We got a long one, a full, long, great episode.
Pretty good.
Hopefully this will be released shit, it'll be after Christmas,
I'm
sure.
It'll be probably January, either way.
Probably January. This is, just so you know how long it takes us to do shit, it's the 16th of December right now. Anyway, our email has not changed. It is alesandstrangetales@gmail.com.
You can still send us stories if you need to. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. We have a lot of stickers that we haven't done a fucking thing with.
I got a couple left.
What? What the fuck? What did you do with all of them? I didn't do a thing with any of them.
I've stuck a few here and there, but
nice. I need to start doing that. I'm putting one up at the bar at O2 in Batavia.
Do it.
I will.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, dude.
Do it.
It might peel off the wall because of the piss scent that radiates through the whole fucking thing. You almost got in a fight with some guy. I was taking a piss in the stall, and he's in the urinal. Like, hey, dude, doesn't it reek so bad in here like piss? Like, yeah, what about it?
What about it?
Doesn't bother me. Like, okay, I'm going to come out of the stall. I'm going to piss on your fucking face. How does that sound, asshole? And I get out. He's a construction guy with one of those stupid little yellow vests on. Like, oh, of course. He's a cool guy. He likes the smell of urine.
He's one of them guys.
One of them guys. Anyway, that sums it up for tonight.
Well, anyway.
This is Chris Moyers.
Dan Stickney.
Cheers.
Cheers.